What about you, Sebastian? Where are you based?
Based right now, I'm in Oklahoma in the States. I'm from Mexico. I was raised in Virginia for a long time. Also grew up on a lot of BBC. That seems to have rubbed off.
That's why he sounds like Terry Wogan. We've been over that. Hi, this is Yartik Rojor. Welcome to the GLHF podcast, which stands for something.
Hello and welcome to Game and Fortune, the show where the game is utter nonsense and the prize for our winner is exposure. It's a quiz show about games where we weed out the weak and laugh at the meek as players compete against each other to prove their video game knowledge, risking their lives and reputations in the process. Come with us as we spiral slowly into the abyss. I am your host, the reviled Dave Breens, and I'm here with the one and only Kirk McKean, also known as Slow Rider, Mr. Stabby. And for some reason in the script, it says bootylicious bold.
I'm packing that butt.
That's another HR warning.
Sorry, I was going to say, can we take a quick HR break here?
Yeah. Today we are joined by someone who loves to rudely interrupt, Ryan Woodrow.
Hey, hey.
But that was not a fancy intro.
I forgot to get one up.
Okay. It's like four episodes and he's already forgotten his bit.
Yeah, he had a bit. He had a theme going. Okay, we have George Young.
Hiya.
Hiya. And we are joined by two very special guests, Ben Yahtzee Croshaw and Sebastian Frost Ruiz. Am I saying that right, Sebastian? Please help me.
Yeah. You're on the better end so far, yeah.
The better end. Okay, you know, I'll take that. They are formerly of The Escapist and Zero Punctuation, now of their new independent site away from corporate fuckery, Second Wind.
Well, I was Zero Punctuation. Frost, Sebastian, he was Cold Take, and now he is still Cold Take because he had the good sense to have a clause in his contract saying he got to keep his IP.
Good on you. So a lot's happened in the last few weeks, guys. Can you give the listeners a little context just in case they're not familiar with your stuff?
Well, then the short version is The Escapist used to be owned, well, is still owned by a corporate owner called Gamers Group that bought it about a year ago. And in the last few weeks, they decided it would be a Wizzo idea to fire the editor-in-chief, Nick Calandra, who was like the whole reason The Escapist is still around and was turned around after its last time it was about to fall off the last thread into the shitter. And so the entire creative team, including myself and Frost, decided to quit in solidarity. And now we've set up an alternative YouTube channel called Second Wind, which is entirely independently funded by Patreon and other independent sources and creator-owned. So now we don't have to worry about getting demonetized for saying cunt.
Love to see a bit of work.
Dodgy though. Other independent sources.
How's it been so far, the independence?
Freeing, certainly. We've had to rejigger Zero Punctuation into the new series that I'm doing, fully Ramblomatic, the legally distinct series that is still a short form, fast-talking animated game review. And a lot of the audience has been very receptive. Our entire audience has come with us because they understand that it's the personality rather than the brand that matters.
That's good. And you've carried that audience with you for a decade now, haven't you, Ben?
So. 16 years since I started Zero Punctuation.
What's that been like? A privilege to have so many people follow you for so long, or...?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think I've learned a few things over the time that makes me worth listening to. Either that or it's the knob gags.
I think we're all here for the knob gabs.
50-50, I'd say, yeah.
Last thing, what's in store for Second Wind in the future then? Have you got big plans or...?
Oh, yeah, first of all, we're bringing back all the series we were working on with The Escapist. Some under the same name, some under new ones. We're going to continue streaming almost every day. We've got plans on the horizon to also dip our toe into independent publishing. I've got a little indie game I've been working on for a few years called Starstruck Vagabond. That's going to be our first Second Wind publishing release. But we're thinking about opening it up to, you know, pitches and all kinds of things. Sky's the limit, really.
That's cool. It's good. I saw as well, like, when you all left Escapist, even the BBC covered the news, right? So you come full circle there.
Yeah, that came as a surprise. Forbes as well.
Yeah, it's brilliant. All right, Dave, you salmon fiddler, on with the show.
Okay. This week, we'll kick things off with two truths and a lie. I am so sorry if this is coming to you too fast. Our special guest will have two truths and a lie, and the GLHF contestants have one guess between them to figure out the lie. Contestants get 1 point each if they win, but Frost and Yahtzee will get 3 points each if they successfully bamboozle them.
Oh, nice.
So, do you want to go first, Ben?
Yeah, why don't I start? Because I've, when you brought this up, I quickly wrote three things down, so I'm prepared somewhat.
There we go. All right, tell us your truths then, all three of
okay.
them.
I once went go-karting with Kevin Smith. I once compared hats with Will.i.am off of the Black Eyed Peas. And I went to the same school as the bloke who played Officer Crabtree in Hello, Hello.
They're good truths. Okay, Ryan, do you want to give him a grill in first? One question.
Well, I want to hear about the Will.i.am story first.
Okay, well, this was many, many years ago when The Escapist won their first Webby Award. And I happened to be there at the ceremony. Got massively drunk the night before, actually.
And not the night of.
Yeah, almost didn't make it. Because I was rather badly alcohol poisoned, but I made it for like about 20 minutes of the ceremony. And obviously there was plenty of tables, and one of the tables across the way was a couple of famous people. Stephen Colbert was there, I think Lou Reed as well, and Will.i.am with Black Eyed Peas. And this was back when The Escapist was owned by Themis Media, I think, and the owner of Themis Media had absolutely no shame. So he just went over and, to Will.i.am and said, "Hey, could you come and say hi to our table? We're all absolutely no-name random plebs, and you would shine a little light into our lives." And at the time, I still wore a black fedora everywhere I went because I was that kind of mid-20s person. And Will.i.am was wearing a white suit with a white fedora. So he just said, "Hey, nice hat." And I said, "Likewise." And that was pretty much it.
Brilliant. All right, George, go on then. You've got a question.
I've forgotten the first one, so I'll ask about Hello, Hello.
Yes.
Like, you're not the same age as Hello, Hello, so that's what's perplexing.
Well, no, obviously I didn't go to the same school as the bloke who played Officer Crabtree at the same time.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a bit
you just wasted your question, George.
I always do it. I just thought that doesn't make no sense. I've seen Hello, Hello.
All right. Which one do you think is
what was the last story? The first one, yes. Yeah.
First one was, I once went go-karting with Kevin Smith.
Ooh.
George should have asked about that one.
I should have asked about it, but I didn't even remember it. I would say, so if it's a different time, I think that's wholly believable, right? Oh, God, I forgot Ryan's one. Oh, Will.i.am.
For God's sake.
You're right, George.
No, it's been a long time. Yeah, I think that's believable about the hats of Will.i.am. I think we didn't ask about Kevin Smith, but, you know, I think Yahtzee's only just moved to America, so there's less go-karting opportunity with Kevin Smith in Australia, is my belief.
Well, as far as I'm aware, Kevin Smith is not an entirely stationary person. He might have travelled. I agree with you. I think the Will.i.am story is entirely believable. And also, I want it to be true because the idea of Yahtzee very drunk and suddenly being confronted with Will.i.am, that's a lot to take in all of a sudden.
In a matching fedora, that's what I love.
Yeah. Like they're like the villain and the protagonist of a Western.
Yeah.
Give me an answer.
I'm going Kevin Smith. Always wrong also.
Mm. Oh, well, Josh says the wrong. No, I agree with Josh as well. I think the third story is, again, it's entirely believable that someone who was once famous was once at a school you went to. So, yeah, I'm going to say the first one is the lie.
All right, which one's the lie then?
Are You a Right?
Oh, good stuff.
I haven't gone go-karting with Kevin Smith. I went go-karting with Brian O'Halloran from Clerks.
It just doesn't
very
count.
Similar.
Just,
the name drops keep coming. The name drops are just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I should have thought about that harder.
That was good. That was good, though. And now Ryan and George got 1 point. Sebastian, please stop them from winning.
All right. Here we go, then. It was actually harder to come up with the lie. Funny. Okay. I was arrested for illegal possession of firearms and identities fraud. I was homeless and hitchhiked across the entire United States of America, coast to coast. And then I accidentally boosted cars in New Jersey. So I was
accidentally.
Yeah, accidentally.
All three of those are stories I want to hear.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Go on, Ryan. Let's dig into which one.
The first one I feel like is the juiciest one. I want to hear how you got arrested.
I was arrested, all right, for illegal possessions of firearms and identity fraud. I mean, that's kind of clear cut. I am an immigrant to the United States of America, not allowed to have any whatsoever. But the thing is, the identity fraud wasn't me, my doing. It was somebody else's doing. Frauded me, bought firearms under my name. I was the one arrested, though. And there was a lot of like, okay, will they, won't they? I will say, though, while I was in... Well, I was like under hold. They right there just immediately let me go without any proper processing. They just went, you got the wrong guy. Right, so I walked out, and then that extended into later having an open warrant for my arrest for like 2 or 3 years. So I had to sneak back into the state, get all that settled, and then sneak back out before they could have me in person.
Brilliant.
Wow. Okay.
That's a lot dangerous to take on. George, what's your question?
How do you accidentally steal a car?
So,
I prepared that one, see.
Right. I was in New Jersey. I needed quick money, but I went in for catering because I've got a big background in the culinary industry. And it's very easy to mingle in with other Latinos. So I went down the street, found this Salvadorian catering sort of business. And I was like, you guys have any work? Sure. Went in, we went off to New York for the night, catering the event. They were doing all these other things. But I didn't realize that the catering is sort of a front for, you know, handing out drugs. And in the end, just hands me keys to a car. And he's like, hey, just follow us on the way back with this one. Didn't ask for a license or anything. And it wasn't until like 2 weeks later that I met up with one of the guys that was with me because he worked at a deli nearby where I ended up living. And he said, yeah, those cars weren't theirs. I thought it was just his. I thought it was on loan. Yeah, so they were boosted. First time in a Porsche. What do you know?
Well, what I will say is if Second Wind's independent publishing doesn't turn those two stories into some sort of movie, then you're missing a trick.
So what do you think is the lie then?
So the second one was you hitchhiked across America.
Yeah, homeless hitchhiked across America, West Coast, East Coast.
Death Stranding. Mm.
That's just Wyoming, no?
I love that's the first thing Kirk thought of.
It's a slightly meta thing, but I feel like that second one is like the easiest thing to like just come up with make up off the top of your head when you're pushed for time to do something. And that's my instinct, because you were very like detailed about the two stories you actually told us. So my instinct is that they're both true. But what do you think, George?
I think the third one's a lie, because when you rob a car, you don't pick a Porsche. That's obvious. You pick the Volkswagen Beetle. Not Beetle, that's a posh one too. Vauxhall Corsa, we'll go. You pick a really standard car that blends in. And also, I also like Dale Frost said, it's really easy to mix with other Latinos, which I feel like is just playing to white bias. And I don't think that is true, that it's just easy to mix in with a group of Latinos. So I think that's a lie. And also, hitchhiking is well easy. Like, it's... And I haven't done it in America, but I have heard it's even easier in America. So I think it's likely and true.
No, I'm pretty sure there are operations that steal good cars, George.
Yeah, if they've got like a whole catering thing set up as a front, that sounds like a sophisticated operation. Yeah.
No, they're not going to steal a Ford Fiesta.
The one thing is that you try to only do like one crime at a time or one major crime at a time. If you're dealing drugs, right, then you're not also stealing Porsches.
That's bullshit. One. Drug dealers beat people up all the time.
I hope that that story is true now, because George is just telling off this cartel and be like, I would have done a much better job.
You would have seen me, the Vauxhall Porter. Yeah.
Well, you've got to come to a consensus, so what are we saying?
Yeah.
Well, George, you know more about hitchhiking than me, so if you say that that's easy and that's true, I'm going to go with you. But bear in mind, if we're wrong now, it's your fault.
Okay, I'll take that. I'm a chick too, so it is a bit easier if you're a chick, but yeah.
Big reveal time?
Yeah.
Final answer.
Vauxhall Corsa.
All right, then. The lie was homeless and hitchhiked across the entire country. Oh. I did do that, but not all the way to the West Coast.
No Death Stranding, then.
Did not manifest destiny all the way, but the other two were definitely true. Your logic stands. I never said it was a good operation. I didn't stick around long. It was so grimy. As you said, crime stacked on top of each other. I don't know where the Porsche came from. I mean, the logic stands, but... Those two are true.
There we go. You got 3 points for that then, Sebastian. Which puts you in the lead.
Man. Yeah, a Porsche. Because I don't know cars. It wasn't until I sat in it and I saw the logo that I was like, what the hell is this thing? Okay.
I'm just glad we got people admitting to crimes on here.
It's harder to come up with a lie that's more like believable. I've had a weird life.
Yeah.
Sounds yeah, like
it's
it.
Weird because usually I know what the lie is. I feel like I look at the guests and I'm like, oh yeah, I know a bullshitter when I see one. But this time I thought everything was true. I was like, I believe all
yeah,
of this.
Yeah, I didn't know which one the lie was.
But I was almost... In America, it is very easy for Latinos to almost like assimilate immediately. It's like it is like thieves can't. It is Assassin's Creed-ing, you know, blending in with the monks.
Yeah,
it's almost like a racial trait, yeah. Yeah.
Hood up, no problem.
You easy. Fucked up, George. Big style.
I'm sorry, but we're not so racist against Latinos here.
You're very progressive. It's good. That's it. Good.
At least you got your progressive points, George. Well done.
Yeah.
Since we are joined by Frost and Yahtzee, this episode will feature Souls-likes as well as games where you escape.
It's mostly Souls-likes, though.
It's mostly Souls-likes.
George told us you like Souls-likes. I'm sorry if that's wrong.
Yeah, blame George. Thanks.
I've played quite a few, but I've been suffering. Did you from like Souls-like? Them? I've been suffering from Souls-like fatigue in the last few years.
He's gone hollow. He's gone hollow.
Oh, Kirk. And next up, we've got Buzzword, our quick-fire quiz. In this round, the judge reads out questions and the contestants have to buzz in to answer them. Correct answers get 1 point, the other contestants can buzz in if the person before them gets a question wrong. Unfortunately, the judge spent the budget we had aside for buzzers on his own gravestone, which he's inscribed with a crying emoji. So each contestant will need to select a word to represent their buzzer. Kirk, that is planning ahead?
Yeah, well, I think Dev's coming for me quite quickly, so...
Is that why you've got the room?
The death room, yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm glad we're seeing a theme with your expenses budget. Okay. I'm going to give Sebastian and Ben one quick moment to think of a buzzer as they see George and Ryan come up with theirs. And I know that Ryan's got a great one.
Sausage!
Okay.
I've got some sausages that I had from dinner next to me. So that's what came to my head.
George, I know you got the one to beat that.
So I don't like Souls likes. I've only played two. But I did play Lies of P, as everyone knows, because I won't shut up about it. And there's that girl and she goes, scream a requiem for me. And that's way too long. But I will go, requiem.
Here we go.
Requiem.
That's like still it. Too long.
Well,
okay. Still I thought you were going to go scream.
I'm not taking that as a buzz. I'm not taking Requiem as a buzz until you finish the whole world. Word?
World?
Oh, scream.
World.
Okay. Word. Word.
I'll do scream then.
Okay, scream. Do scream.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Yahtzee, was that enough time for you to think of one?
I'll just go with bollocks.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Feels like your signature, to be fair. Nice. Frost, I know you got a good one.
No, I just draw blanks at these. I was trying to remember Sterling's child's name, but I'm stuck with Bubkis, so we'll just go with Bubkis. What was it, Yards? Do you remember?
No, I think I feel recall my brain was sort of short-circuiting while he was telling us about that.
All right, let's give you your first question then. Who was the fake lead developer with a bandaged face in the Metal Gear Solid 5 marketing campaign?
To be fair, I wouldn't have a good answer for this either.
How is this a Souls-like?
Kirk, where did you get this?
It's a game where you escape from things. They escaped from the escapist.
Oh, right.
Oh.
No one knows this.
I got no idea on this one, though.
Hang on. It's bollocks.
Go on.
Was it the guy who called himself Ishmael at the start? Or Ahab?
I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you it. Yeah, it was Joachim Mogren was the actual name, but he did say he was Ishmael as his nickname, so I'm going to give you it.
I knew it was a Moby Dick thing.
Yeah. Look at that. He loves his trivia, him.
We've just had Children in Need over here, so you said bandaged face, and all I could think of was the Pudsey.
Yeah. Right, next question. What's the name for people who finish Dark Souls at Soul Level 1?
Sausage.
Yes.
Wankers.
Scream.
Yeah.
It's like hardcore, isn't it?
No, it's not. No.
They have a name, like an actual name.
Yeah,
it's like a community name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know people who do it. I didn't realize they had a collective name.
Yeah, I didn't know that they'd gathered around.
Earn this title only once you've done it.
Oh, God. Bubkis?
Yeah.
Masochus.
No.
Surely they leave.
That's a good guess, though.
They're the same as Wanker.
Really? You going to have a guess, Ben?
Like 0% runners or something?
No. One bros.
Oh. Oh, I get it. Like sun bro. Okay.
Oh,
fine. Yeah. I get it. Mm-hmm. I still think mine was better.
I've made these questions too hard, haven't I? Okay.
Yeah. Always.
Here's the next one. Which character in Dark Souls says, "Praise the sun"?
Bollocks.
Bubkis. That was a tie three ways.
Bollocks.
That was a Yahtzee for me, yeah.
Get it.
Solera Vestora.
No.
Ooh.
What?
No.
Hold on, what?
Sebastian?
Hold on, no. No, I think Ryan had to go there. respect cue order here, hold on.
Sausage.
Yeah.
Is it a trick question? No one actually says those exact words.
Ryan gets a point.
Oh.
It's an emote. It's the emote. He doesn't say "Praise the Sun" himself.
Does no one actually say it? No. Oh my goodness.
I see what sort of contest this is.
Yeah,
now.
This is a bullshit contest.
This is like QI, all right, prison rules.
I only got that because Yahtzee said Solaire, and I was like, that's got to be right.
But yeah, I was hoping someone would say that. I'm sorry, I'm a tosser.
You have to know how Kirk works.
There's one question that people would know the answer to, and it's the trick question. Yep. Always.
Okay.
I feel like Alan now. Yeah.
What period of feudal Japan does Sekiro take place in?
Bollocks.
Scream!
That's bollocks. Yep.
The Edo period.
Oh, good guess, but no. George?
I was going to say Edo.
I was also going to say Edo. It's the only one
say
I know.
It's a bit different.
I'm trying to think of any other. I know! I was there so long, and I can't think of a single other period.
Oh, George, this just makes no sense.
The Kyo?
No.
Mm. All right, well, that's George's guess. Ryan, you got one?
I got nothing. I don't know any other eras of Japanese history.
Give us an era, Sebastian.
I was thinking Shinobi. That's not an era.
No, it's not.
Not at all.
It's the Sengoku era.
Oh, right.
Oh,
of course, George.
Yeah.
Who played the Hong Kong-born Pagan Min in Far Cry 4?
When you think about it, it's actually obvious.
This one's one of the easier questions.
Yeah.
For sure.
I can hear his voice in my head.
Scream!
Yeah?
I mean, I've not played Far Cry, so, you know, have a go if it's nothing like it. But I was thinking James Ong because he's old.
No.
What you've really got to think is that there aren't many actors that get chosen for roles.
Oh, was it Nolan North?
So close.
Yeah, it's close. You didn't buzz either, though.
Yeah, you got a buzz.
I'm a bastard.
Yeah, he's a bastard.
Well, it's going to be the other white boy, isn't it?
Just have a guess.
Someone say the other white boy.
I'm tripped up.
I feel like Yahtzee just cut out half of them. That was it. You just got to think of one of the other half.
If I'm allowed another go, can I do it?
Hold on, let's see if Ryan Frost is going
to
take
the name
first.
Is not coming to me. At the moment you say it, I'm going to know it, but the name is not coming to me.
You're all going
to
know it.
Yeah, for
it's Troy Baker.
Troy Baker.
There you go. There you go.
I got stuck on Roger Craig. Also, I got tripped up on the question, Hong Kong born. I was like, was it the actor or the character?
Yeah. The character was. But
I got a hint that Kirk said Hong Kong born sarcastically in the character description.
Yeah, right. Kirk's a bastard.
In Demon's Souls, you can get a weapon by shooting the tail off a dragon. It's handy initially, but why should you swap it out like as soon as you can?
Do you mean Demon's Souls or Dark Souls?
Do you mean Dark Souls?
I mean Dark Souls. Yeah. I mean Dark Souls. Yeah. Go on.
Well, he said sausage first.
I did buzz first, yeah.
Oh, I would have buzzed first if you'd said Dark Souls, because I know.
I fucked that up, sorry. Go on.
To be clear, this is a guess because I don't know Dark Souls, but is it like it's completely ineffective against a boss down the line?
No.
It bollocks. It's the Drake sword, and it's like the newbie trap because it doesn't scale for like late game enemies.
The one.
I have heard that before, yeah.
Yeah, that was the wrong game.
Kirk, you can't edit the script now. It's too
late. I've edited the script. You no can't one saw edit that.
It. Already what's the question?
Erasing his mistakes.
Right, another Dark Souls one. I think this is Dark Souls. Anyway, let's find out.
Who does your research, man?
Me. Oh, okay. How can you loot a mimic in Dark Souls without fighting it?
Bollocks. Oh, yeah. Oh, you use a Lloyd's Talisman.
Yes. Look at that, look. They're not hard. They're easy.
If you've played Dark Souls 20 times,
yeah.
Right, last question of this round. Which French period movie inspired the hunter attire in Bloodborne?
Oh, this one again. God. Yeah. Never commits to memory.
Come across this one in daily life often.
A French film?
Yeah. The amount of Vardy videos that I've seen, and he keeps referencing it.
Oh. I know. Comes up all the time. It's Brotherhood of the Wolf. No one's getting it. Okay.
Oh, okay.
No, never even heard of it.
Wow.
It's got cool outfits.
That was intense.
I'm sure. Okay.
It was.
What are the scores like, Kirk?
So, George is at the bottom of one. She's only played Liza P. Ryan's got two. And both our second win contestants have 3 points each.
Mm. I'm about to say Escape is there. I could tell.
No, I was just wait. I was just trying to get the name of it in my head. I wasn't going to say Escapist. I just forgot the name of you.
I was going to say I have also finished Salt and Sanctuary.
Oh, have you? That?
George, yeah, I'm so proud of you. Good.
Kirk didn't ask any Salt and Sanctuary questions. Bias.
Kirk ain't going to either because it's shit.
No, I don't think that's true.
Oh, no, we can't have a debate about this now. Not when we've got to have another round. Which is called That Motherfucker Back There Is Not Real. The judge will give you a series of Souls-like character names, and you have to buzz in and say which of the names is not real, or in other words, which motherfucker is made up. Kirk.
Yep, so you get 4 points if you buzz in and get it straight away, but points are deducted each time someone fucks it up. Here are some motherfuckers who are not real, probably. Ceaseless Discharge. Gaping Dragon, Shelter Demon, Cure Rotted Greatwood.
Sausage.
Yes, Ryan?
Shelter Demon.
Correct. 4 fucking points. Look at him go.
Did you mean Curse Rotted Greatwood?
Yes.
Oh, Kirk! You can't do this!
Why do
fuck's
we...
sake!
Why you gotta be careful with the artists.
See, I was confused because Shelter Demon isn't a thing, but Smelter Demon is.
Yeah, that
and
was...
Cure Rotted Gracewood isn't a thing, but the Curse Rotted Gracewood is a thing.
Oh, I should get 8 points for that.
I'm going to give him some pity points for that. I am.
Pity points because you fucked up.
I'll George, give you 3 pity points.
George, you know for a fact that pedantry is respected here.
Lonesome Gavlin, Cromwell the Practitioner, Ben Hart of Jugo and Emerald Herald.
Sausage.
Fucking hell, Ryan.
The practitioner guy.
Fucking hell, Ryan. He's done it again.
That was a one in four guess.
Wow.
You prick.
You're gambling,
man. You've got to watch this guy, right? You've got to just buzz in straight away, because the way he sees it is if he buzzes in and gets it wrong, that just means you get one less point if you get it right anyway, because he's a prick. I'm going to have to change the rules of this game or something.
Stop making exploitable games.
You're a cheeser. I'm not having it.
I'm a winner.
Right, okay. You're a dick. Bloodstarved Lionel, Beastclaw Joseph, Afflicted Beggar, and Eileen the Crow.
Bollocks.
Bollocks.
The first one.
Correct.
Lionel is from Zelda.
Great job, George.
It is. Well done, George. I'll give you a pity point. No, I won't.
What? I deserve it.
You fucking don't. Right, next. Kingseeker Frampt, Hawkeye Goff, one of them. Big Hat Logan and Crestfallen Clive. Bupkis.
Bollocks.
Bupkis.
Last one.
Crestfallen Clive. Correct, mate. Yeah.
It's a good name, though.
It is.
Why so many Clives? I've heard so many Clives this week. elsewhere.
No one's really called Clive, that's why.
Clive Owen.
He's not real.
Just Clive Owen.
The only Clive that matters.
It's probably not even his real name, is it? Let's be probably honest. Not. Right, last one. Dung Eater, Sorcerer Rogier, Gatekeeper Gustok, and Bog Hobo.
Sausage.
Yeah?
Gatekeeper.
Incorrect.
Scream.
Bupkis.
That was a scream.
I think she'd beat me. Yeah.
We'll go. Bog Hobo.
Bog Hobo is correct, George.
Nice. I want to hear what that character anal discharge is.
Ceaseless discharge. It's a boss. He's a big lava monster. Yeah. Isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And you can hit him in the hand as he's climbing up, and he just fucking dies straight away.
Oh, yes. God. He was the only male son of the Witch of Izalith, who was turned into a lava creature when she converted her soul into... forget it.
At the end of that round, George has 4 points, Sebastian has 7 points, and Ryan and Ben are tied with 10 each.
Ooh.
Mm. So in the last round, it's all to play for. Do you want to intro the last round then, Dave?
I can do it if you want, Kirk.
Not you.
Now, this round is the most controversial one because we all end up hating the people we work with. Yes, that's right. It's called Rate Your Stars Right. And in this game, the judge has chosen 19 games, and you have to guess whether the next game in the sequence has a higher or lower Metacritic score.
Ooh,
yeah, okay. Classic. You get 1 point for each game guessed correctly, but it's passed on to the next player when you get one wrong. So if you can get a chain going, you can just go all the way to the end. Take all the points.
It won't happen.
That's interesting. You've been reviewing for 16 years, but you don't look at other reviews.
Exactly. No, and they're exactly, they're so fucked up when you actually pay attention to them, honestly. All right. We'll start with Demon's Souls, which is the original Demon's Souls, which has a score of 89. And
not
since
the remake,
George,
Dark Souls.
Since George has the fewest points, we'll start with you. So, is Dark Souls Remastered higher or lower than the original Demon's Souls?
Dark Souls Remastered or Demon's Souls Remastered?
Dark Souls Remastered.
Okay, just checking. We'll go higher. I don't think it did well at the start.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Okay, sure.
All right. Sebastian, you're up next. So, is Dark Souls higher or lower than Dark Souls Remastered?
Let me see. The Remastered. Higher than the Remaster.
It is. You get to continue now. So,
right.
Is Dark Souls 2 higher or lower than Dark Souls?
Higher. Dark Souls 2 is higher.
Fucking hell, he's on it.
Disappointingly.
Clean sweep.
We had that question before.
Yeah, but Sebastian wasn't on it before, was he? So...
You didn't know Sebastian was going to get it?
No, that's true. is Demon's Souls on PS5, the remake, higher or lower than Dark Souls 2?
Lower, Demon's Souls.
Incorrect.
Ooh, spicy there.
So, on to Ben now. I'm giving it to Ben because I hate Ryan, even though they're tied.
We wouldn't be if George had got the thing right.
You see, this is why people hate you, Ryan.
I said it was coming back.
Yep.
All right, Ben. Is Dark Souls 3 higher or lower than Demon's Souls on PS5?
Well, it'd be going higher a lot, so I'll say lower.
Correct.
Counting cards.
Is Sekiro higher or lower than Dark Souls 3?
I'll say higher.
Correct.
Oh.
Is Bloodborne higher or lower than Sekiro?
Well, I'd put it higher, so I'd say higher.
Fucking hell, he's on it. He's got it. Is Elden Ring higher or lower than Bloodborne?
Lower.
He's lost it.
Oh,
lost the streak.
Yeah.
Okay, Ryan, you've got a really fucking easy one now.
You've got to remember that Elden Ring was like the only big game that came out in that year. Yes.
My answer's, before you say anything, my answer's lower. Whatever it is, it's lower than Elden Ring.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, let's go.
What was the comparison?
It was Time Easier from Team 17.
Oh, Christ alive, man. Why would you put those two together?
To segue into the B-tier Souls-likes.
Fair.
Is Blasphemous higher or lower than Time Easier?
Higher.
Yep. Is The Surge 2 higher or lower than Blasphemous?
God, if it's higher, I'm going to kill myself. Lower.
It's lower. Is The Surge 1 higher or lower than The Surge 2?
Oh. Lower.
Fucking hell.
Let's go.
Ryan's a man of the people, him.
Yeah.
Is Lords of the Fallen, the new one, higher or lower than The Surge?
Well, they keep begging us for review content, so probably lower.
You've lost your streak.
Ah.
All right, it's on to you now, George.
Mm-hmm.
Is Lies of P, the one you've
Ooh,
played...
Ooh, I played that one!
You reviewed it as well.
Yes, I enjoyed it, yeah.
Is it higher or lower than Lords of the Fallen 2023?
I think it's higher because I give it an 8 and I was low on it, so it's...
It is higher, yep.
Yeah.
Is Wolong Fallen Dynasty higher or lower than Lies of P?
Lower, I think.
I like how Ben's making a face at me just saying the name of that game. It's not lower, it's higher.
That's disappointing.
It is.
Lies of P has Choices Matter. That's why I like it.
It's got the Choices Matter tag on Steam. That's all she cares about.
Oh my god.
You can be a puppet or you can be a real boy. You choose.
For fuck's sake,
in this take on Pinocchio.
Are you reading the Steam page?
Did you memorize that shit?
She's reading the fucking description on Metacritic. That's what she's doing.
I just like to seem knowledgeable, and I'm only knowledgeable about one game in this whole episode, so I might as well show it off.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks, George. Thanks. All right, Sebastian. Is Neo 2 higher or lower than Wolong?
Neo 2, higher.
It is. Is Neo 1 higher or lower than Neo 2?
Neo 1's higher.
It is. Is Blasphemous 2 higher or lower than Neo?
Lower. Blasphemous 2.
It is. And that's it. All out.
Fucking hell. This is gonna be close.
Not for me.
Oh my god. I can't wait to see if Kirk can reel off the people's scores in order of lowest to highest.
I can do it. I can do it.
Because he doesn't usually.
No, he doesn't.
So George is last with 5 points. Sebastian's next with 12. Ben is second with 13 Ooh, points, and Ryan,
no!
unfortunately, takes a lead with 14.
Game and fortune champion.
Oh my
two
god.
Two time champion.
This is why everyone hates him. This is why.
Where's my belt?
Go get the belt.
It's a different belt, but I've got a belt.
Right, fantastic.
Two belts this week, guys.
Yeah, we keep talking to people who show off their belts at us.
Yeah.
We don't like Ryan winning.
We don't like Ryan. You can end the sentence there.
They just don't like the fact that they're in day one of the never-ending Game and Fortune Championship reign.
I'm not going to ask you for an acceptance speech because that's enough from you.
I don't understand how he has this much energy at this time in the evening.
No,
like, people are tired, Ryan.
It's called being a winner in life, Dave. Okay?
It's 7 p.m.
You'd understand
George, yeah, I'm
if you'd ever won anything.
My back hurts.
Well, guys, I hope you've had fun. Appreciate you coming on. Is there anything you want to plug to?
Yeah, please share and promote.
Oh, obviously, yes. Please come to the Second Wind channel on YouTube and consider donating to our Patreon at patreon.com/secondwindgroup. We're entirely independently funded and we're making the content you love forever and ever. Amen.
Support independent dick jokes is what he's saying.
Fantastic. Sebastian, anything from you?
We work at the same place, so everything he just said takes on Fridays till they move to Mondays. Enjoy.
Beautiful. Yeah. Fully Ramblematic on Wednesdays, semi-Ramblematic on alternate Thursdays going forward. I don't like Ryan for the obvious reason.